Lesson 12, Grammar 2. Now this is a very fun preposition. It's about moving. So after this word, if you need to stand up and move and stretch, I think you should. But first, 으로 goes at the end of left, right, up, down, etc. Or sometimes a place you are going to. You can remember this easily if you know the song Row, Row, Row Your Boat, which is about moving in a certain direction. Row, row, row your boat. Okay, sorry. I'm not going to sing anymore, or at least not very often. Just remember, left row, right row, up row, down row, okay? In other words, 으로 expresses a direction or destination. It means to or toward in English. It is used only with a noun. Ending consonant, 으로. Korea, 한국, to Korea, 한국으로. Ending in vowel or the final consonant, 르. 위, up, 위로, upwards. 서울, 서울로, to Seoul, in the direction of Seoul. Let's hear some more examples of this used in conversation.
화장실이 어디에 있어요? 사무실 옆에 있어요. 오른쪽으로 가세요.
Where is the restroom? It is next to the office. Go to the right. Good! What directions did you see used with 로 in this conversation? Yes, good. 오른쪽으로, what's that in English? To the right. Great. Let's hear another example.
약국이 어디에 있어요? 2층에 있어요. 위로 올라가세요.
Where is the pharmacy? It is on the second floor. Please go up. Great! You learned how to use 로 or 으로 with different directions. And now, it's time for your stretch break. So get some stretching in, and I'll stretch too. Okay, are you ready to continue?